Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to our 286th podcast of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, hey, Rust Belt, home of the tuna melt, it's time to jump down from the shelf. Let's get right to it, shall we? The small town areas in the American Bust Belt or Rust Belt are largely populated with a mass of voters that history left behind, well behind. Yes, it is flyover country. While the rest of the country was able to absorb at least parts of the next generation technology, the digital age, the Rust Belt has been stuck in the Rust Belt. Manufacturing industries that have dwindled ever steadily since the 1960s as a result of the rest of the world catching up in that regard. A better description would be that these places have absolutely cratered. Their economies and social framework have collapsed, leaving behind only remnants of a bygone glorious past, vastly overtaken by the present-day wreckage. Good jobs have gone, leaving only jobs that pay little and no end in sight of this trend. Who's to blame? Democrats? Republicans? People of color, NAFTA, Canada, Mexico, immigrants, Wall Street, bankers, old white guys, women that totally identify with old white guys, blatant or resurgent racism, the women's movement, Black Lives Matter, rap music, abortion rights, anti-gun activists, LGBT proponents, rock music, athletes that kneel down for our national anthem, Hollywood. How about the elitist liberal establishment, the New York Times or the Washington Post, modernity, the breakdown of the traditional nuclear family, and let's throw in cable TV and people who read books. Well, here's the fucking answer. Charles Darwin was right in his Origin of Species. Nature is all about the survival of the fittest. But what he really meant by fittest was not the strongest or the baddest, the toughest or the most dominant. No, he meant those species that, and here's the operative word, adapt, that can adapt the best to changes in their environment will have the best odds of flourishing. Yo, Rust Belters, you think you're immune from nature and its laws? See where that takes you. So, Rust Belt, here's the deal. You simply allowed yourselves to morph into a fucking rust bucket. Guess you didn't heed Darwin's message. Humans are a part of a world that has been and will always continue to change. Like all other species on the planet, humans have to change or adapt over time to ever-changing circumstances and conditions. In the Rust Belt simply did not take this to heart and allowed events and circumstances to overtake them instead of exercising their options to adapt, to change, to alter their lives, to adjust to the changing circumstances taking place all around them. Basically, you fucked yourselves over. So you can take the rust and take and make it bust, because that's pretty much what you left yourself as a legacy. And then you boot on top of that, you voted for a guy like Trump, and that just nails you to the wall forever, permanently. Shame on you. Thank you very much for listening to our 286th podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself. I think we're going to ramble around third, and we're going to smoke it to home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but y'all decide.